Area Voices does tell the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And this Saturday and Sunday, people will have the opportunity in Park Rapids, Minnesota, to see artists in their natural habitat, doing what they do best, creating. So it's a studio tour, and Luann Herdloff is joining us now to tell us more about it. Good morning, Luann.
Good morning, Katie.
So tell us about Art Leap. What is it?
Art Leap. It's a driving, we called it a leap because it's a driving tour in the greater Park Rapids area. So that's part of what makes it fun is usually the fall colors are peaking this time of year, and it's a good excuse to drive around the countryside. It goes into the Smoky Hills State Forest and out skirts the Paul Bunyan State Forest, and it's just an absolutely gorgeous weekend to drive around and visit with artists.
Oh, fun. You've been organizing this event or being part of organizing it for quite some time now. How did it come to be?
Well, it grew out of an interest. The Park Rapids Lakes Area Arts Council started it, and Don Cass first organized it in 2006. We worked with the Art Circle of the Lakes, which included the New York Mills Cultural Center, to kind of get it started. And then the second year, we kind of did it on our own. We intentionally tied it to the Headwaters 100 bike ride in Park Rapids, which is Saturday the 23rd. Okay. And because we were told that couples often came, and sometimes the spouses wanted something to do, and then we started seeing couples stay all night and doing the bike ride and Art Leap on Saturday and staying to continue it on Sunday, and it's worked out really well for all of us. It's just a huge, big weekend in Park Rapids.
And it's such a unique opportunity to see where artists create their magic.
Yes, it is. Most of the sites are studios, and so, you can see the tools they use to make their work and visit with them about it and what they do and how they do it. And it's very fun. And some locations have guest artists as well as the studio owners. And then in Park Rapids, Smoky Hills Art, she has doubled the space in her studio there, or her business on Main Street, and has a lot of guest artists. And most of them are doing demonstrations, which is really fun to watch. Some of the other artists do demonstrations if they have time, if they're not too busy just answering people's questions. But it makes it really, really fun and unique.
Yeah. So artist studios are kind of private, personal places.
Yes.
How do you think they're preparing for visitors? Visitors, I would imagine, are not that common to come in droves to their spaces.
No, yeah. Well, I think a lot of them spend the week cleaning. I talked to one yesterday who power washed his building, the outside of his building, and cleaned the inside. And you know, they sweep up the cobwebs if they're, some of them set up in the, like a garage or, it, you know, they're varied. Sometimes you go right into their homes. At Vicki Bender's location, she has an old caboose, and which is really fun to visit. Mm-hmm. And then the artists some of them are in the garage, and some of them are outside doing their work. Her daughter does a pottery demonstration, and yeah,
great,
it's lively, very lively places to visit.
Is the caboose her studio?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But it's just a fun, well, you can go inside. She often serves coffee and cookies and
okay. So there's oftentimes refreshments at the stops.
Yes, a lot of places there are.
Well, tell us about some of the new stops this year.
I think we only have one new site this year, and it's up on Bad Medicine Lake, which is one of the most beautiful lakes in Minnesota, I think. And it's at her home, and then she has guest artists there. It's the home of Linda Benson. And so it would be worth a drive up to Bad Medicine to visit this new site and promises to be fun. We also list inside the brochure, we also list some other cultural places to visit, and one of them is a new business in Park Rapids called River Art Community, and they've just done a wonderful job displaying artists' work. In fact, some of the ArtLeap artists have works there as well as at their studio, so if there's a piece you want to buy that isn't there, it might be at River Art Community.
Okay. So you mentioned the brochures. Where can people pick up these maps that help them with their guided tour?
We have a good stock of them in the Chamber Visitor Center, which is open 24/7, so people could even pick them up Friday night or Saturday morning. And the Chamber Visitor Center is on Highway 71 South. We also have met the Park Rapids Area Library, the Park Rapids Community Education Office, and a lot of the businesses on downtown and the motels downtown.
Great. Well, Park Rapids is thriving. The art scene in Park Rapids, it just seems like with the Third Thursday events, and there's Smoky Hills Gallery, and you just mentioned the new space downtown, and the PERLAC, the Park Rapids Lakes Area Arts Council, is always doing great things, and the theater community is thriving there as well. What are some of the other events coming up after this weekend?
Well, actually, this weekend, also on Saturday evening, the Arts Council is sponsoring The Great American Story.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's going to be at Calvary Lutheran Church, which is easy to find. It's on Highway 71 South, just like kitty corner from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And we put out a call for entries, and we have four finalists. One of them is Emily Matthew from Bemidji.
Okay.
And the others are, well, there's one from Park Rapids, Steve Monum, who participated. He was a finalist last year as well. And the other two are Jan Smith from Clitheroe and Carol McCormick from Plymouth. And then we have guest storyteller is Richard Rosso, who is Minnesota's liaison storyteller to the National Network of Storytellers. So it'll be a really fun night. It went so well the first year last year, and we're doing it again this year. And both of these events, I should mention, the ArtLeap and the Great American Story, are made possible with funding from the Region 2 Arts Council.
Oh, great. You know, it sounds like an awesome day to just come tour the studios, stay for dinner somewhere in Park Rapids, and then go to the storytelling event Saturday night.
Yes, very much, yes.
It sounds perfect. Well, Park Rapids ArtLeap is taking place this Saturday and Sunday. And like we just mentioned, the Great American Story Contest is going on Saturday night as well in Park Rapids. So it's going to be a great weekend to drive through the North Woods, check out the fall colors, and enjoy art of many different varieties. So anything else you want to add, Luann?
Another upcoming arts event is the Wild Rice Festival on October 21st, and it's sponsored by the Namath Art Center.
Right.
And it'll be in Park Rapids as well.
We'll watch for that, too. Great. Well, have a wonderful weekend hosting all these tourists that are coming to check out the thriving art scene in Park Rapids.
It'll be fun.
It will really be fun.
I enjoy visiting with the people who come up here to enjoy the weekend. Yes.
Wonderful. Thanks, Luann.
Thank you, Kate.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.